Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey everyone, Jimmy and Nathan are waiting to get in the studio. So here's what happened. We spoke about farting in G-strings and also TikTok now.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, so I've got a gripe.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, I've
not
got something
you.
To complain about.
Not Abby Chatfield complaining about something.
I know, because you know what I am? I'm wholesome. I'm positive. Love, light, laughter, you know, all those things.
You're all those things, all those things. Yeah.
So today I saw this meme, or this tweet, and let me read it out to you so that you can get a starting point.
Please read.
So this tweet says, in quotation marks, "She looks amazing and she's over 40. What's her secret? Her secret is 40 is young and you are being brainwashed by media to think you are constantly rotting and deteriorating every second so that you'll buy shit and never gain awakening to that."
Mm-hmm.
And truth.
That's true. I mean, you know how I feel about 40-year-olds. I mean, let's be honest. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Still young, gorgeous.
Well, like still young, but also I think we need to have a conversation around like why being young is quote unquote better. Let's talk about like the ages in. But you still think they slay. My issue is these people. Okay. Now I'm 27. I'm on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z. Mm-hmm. So this pains me to already be 27 and being like, these kids on TikTok, these kids are saying this, but like, it actually is something that I've really noticed and I find it really, bizarre. So whenever I'm on TikTok, and someone will say, you know, oh, I'm 30, or like I'm almost 30, or I'll be like, yeah, like I'm 27. The comments will be filled with either, oh my God, you don't look 30. Oh my God, what? You look so young? Question mark. Just 30's young. Or with me, it'll be, yeah, you look 27. We can tell.
It's only one or the other, isn't
like
it?
Like I'm weathered. Like they, yeah, yeah, you look like you've had 27 years on God's green earth.
Oh.
Like, yeah, babe, I'm okay. First of all, not a very well-crafted insult.
No.
But, like, saying that I look my age is so funny, and I think that it has a lot to do with, I mean, obviously the beauty industry, but someone DM'd me, actually, saying that they're like, it's because all these, I mean, when you're growing up, when you're younger as well, and not to be like, when you're older, you'll understand. But, like, all the shows you watch have people playing the wrong age.
Mm.
But then I think they look, no, oh, I figured it out.
Okay. You got it.
So you know what it is? It's what? When we were younger, 30-year-olds would play 17-year-olds in things.
Yes.
Right? And now they have actual teenagers as actors.
Yes. That's what it is.
I think I figured it out. Well, not all of it, entirely.
You've got it.
But
I think you're
partially
on the right track.
And I think as well, it's just really funny calling 30 old because if you go to a, like, sorry to get morbid, but like if you got like a cemetery and like some
not cemetery,
and you see like Marie Rose Jones,
it's a fake
1841
name. Yes.
To 1871, you go, how young was Marie Rose Jones?
Well, right? Back in those days.
But on TikTok, oh yeah, to be fair, good innings. But on TikTok, it's like I'm nearly a corpse. It's like I'm rotting in front of their eyes. And also because I've only had Botox all once. So I have wrinkles on my forehead. There'll be so many comments about how I look so old and how millennials are so old and 30-year-olds are so old. And like, that's fine, like to you, but don't you when you, even when you're 17, I remember thinking 30-year-olds were old when I was 17.
When I was, I used to play a lot of basketball growing up, and I remember we used to play, we were eight, like 17, 18, and the dudes in the, like the first grade team, they were all like, I remember going to their 30ths and thinking, that's older. But I never thought these guys are old because they were like having fun and partying or playing darts and stuff. Like it was never like sit around like a barbecue and just like be old. It was like,
despite their old age of 30, exactly. they were still kicking on, babe.
Corpses like kind of crackling around. But no, I never thought old. I always thought older.
Well, yeah, older than me and like more mature. But like I never thought that like someone who's 30 looks old. And it's obviously mainly a thing towards women of saying that people look old. And I saw Gwyneth Paltrow. Wow. Sorry. Had a sour strap. Her post being like, this is 50, beautiful at 50. It's like, few things, Gwyneth. First of all, she's like, I think that post implies like, I'm the anomaly. And I'm beautiful at 50.
It? Oh, doesn't it? You're right.
Yes. Also, not everyone has the millions, gazillions of dollars to eat what you eat, have a personal trainer, have a chef.
Yeah.
Go to really expensive Pilates, have the most expensive supplements, the most expensive, like everything.
That's unattainable for a lot.
For so many people.
For a lot.
And it's like, you should be proud of you. Someone who is literally the peak of the beauty standard at age 50 and who I'm sure has had surgery of some sort. Surely. I'm sure.
Yeah. No,
at least cosmetic stuff. To be like painted in gold. I mean, also slay.
Good honor.
But like to make out like I'm the anomaly and look how hot I am for 50. It's like 50 again isn't that old.
I don't think.
You know what I mean?
And not with the work.
I don't know. I'm sick of this like age. I don't know if it's like age shaming, but it's like this assumption I think as well because of in media, everyone, it's so common for people in media to get Botox, get baby Botox.
What's that? I've never heard of baby Botox.
It's when you get it when you're like a 20 years old, 21 years old to quote unquote prevent wrinkles. And it's like when you look at photos of celebrities in like the year even 2000 and they were 30, they have like a few wrinkles in their foreheads and they look like a normal 30-year-old. Yeah. But now there's this weird skew of like celebrities getting so much work done, which like whatever if they want to get that done. But it's creating a false ideal that 30-year-olds look like 17-year-olds.
And that's wrong.
And that's wrong because that's not actually reality. And then if you don't get work done, it's like, wow, you're aging so gracefully for 27. Someone's coming to say, you look really good for being in your mid-20s. I'm a baby. I get called a kid.
You're in your 20s, mate.
You know, that's why I love this industry because everyone is really old in this industry in Australia. So everyone goes... Reminds me of young I am all the time.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So last night, everyone, I just want to bring something up on air because something happened last night. And to be honest, I'm not happy about it. Actually, I don't really mind, but there's an element of it that has irritated me down to me bone.
This is actually a little bit, I know what it is, by the way. I'm not going to act like I don't know. It's a little bit of an overreaction. And sound the alarm because it's going to be a bit of a on-air fight.
All right, well, okay? Let me throw my shoes off.
All right. Well, I don't know what shoes are. I thought they were hoof coverings.
Sorry, hoof coverings.
Changing your mind
okay,
now.
Okay, here's the thing, everyone. Rowan obviously lost his license recently.
Yep, I did.
2.5 months ago. He's got half a month, 2 weeks left.
Three and a half months ago, like two weeks left.
3.5 months ago.
4 months, mate. So bad.
Yeah, but it's what you deserve.
I deserved it, mate. It is.
It's what you deserved.
It's a right. It's a privilege, not a right.
Absolutely.
It is. I've learned
and
the hard way.
You ruined your chances of skirting around Sydney.
The ruiner.
Absolutely. You are Rowan the ruiner. I've never heard that before. So I obviously have my license because I don't break the law.
Yeah.
So I drive home and to work every day.
Yeah.
And I drive east. So Rowan lives west.
Other way,
right? And obviously I would never drive him home that way.
And that wouldn't be fair.
That wouldn't be fair.
Because let's just say Abby dropped me home to the west. It's probably a 20-minute drive to my house. It would take almost an hour to get back to her house in the east. That wouldn't be fair. I would never ask you to do that.
No, you would never. I know you would never. But you would ask me to drop you to girlfriend Lucy's house. Because girlfriend Lucy lives on the way to my house. So I live like far east. She lives like moderate east. And the studio is and the studio is in the city.
Now, here's guys.
I would say moderate east. Do not say inner city east.
It's, mate, it is.
Mate, you couldn't walk from here, mate.
I walk from here. Whenever I stay, I go from here.
That makes
walk
me here. Sad. I walk, when yeah. I won't take you.
I walk from Lucy's place. She goes to work. I walk to get the light rail in the city to go home.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Half an hour walk, I'd say.
That's a long. Anyway, look.
Steps.
Semantics. So.
Here's the problem. Go on.
Here's my issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm fine dropping you home.
Yeah.
I don't mind. But we got in the car last night because usually Rowan walks me down to the car. Safety vibes. Walks down. So if anyone's going to try anything, I've got a slug with me. Don't. So we go in the car. We have a little chitty chat, even though we've been chitty chatting all night.
That's how we roll, guys.
Continue chitty chatting.
It's good fun.
And then I usually get to the lights. He gets out. He goes, bye. Love ya. See you tomorrow.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Sometimes I call him after he gets out, but that's.
It's, you know, because this is how. We just jam, guys. Just jam.
So yesterday, got in the car, went all the way down. Two lifts, by the way. We take two lifts, walk out, get in the car. Drive up like six levels of car park, which is like a 5-minute situation.
Correct.
We're talking the whole time. We get out to the thing. I swipe the card. We keep driving out. We get to the lights. I go, all right. And you go, you're going east? I go, yeah, no, I am. And you go, no, oh, well, Lucy's, if you go anyway, Lucy.
I'll just,
Lucy's place is
I'll just stay here if you don't mind.
And I slapped you a little bit too hard too, on the arm because I was driving. I went, Rowan!
And whack.
And whacked you on the arm. I did hit you a bit too hard. And it was funny. You hard, but I didn't start to laugh. And I did drop you home.
Yeah.
But my issue was you could have asked me when we were like, before we started the show.
I know.
But you decided to wait and be sneaky about to trap me.
I do understand your point. I understand that, but I also thought it'd be much funnier to the point where it's like, can you get out? And I go, hey, hey, you going home, right? You going your way home?
So it was funny.
This is just a bit of a laugh, you know, just a bit of a laugh. Sometimes when I do have my license, sometimes we drive next to each other because it's going the same way.
We do. We think it's funny.
She gets so mad at dropping me home. But guys, it is not even as if she takes a left turn. It's like sometimes I'll get out at the lights. The lights are red and I'll just get out. So she hasn't even moved 20 cent, one ruler, 37s, left or right. She stopped and I've gone, actually, I'll just get out here. Thanks, babe. Cheers,
yes, mate. Yes, but I think the principle of it is give me some warning so I can prepare myself.
You don't need warning. What do you need warning for? You're already going home.
Just because you say that I stop the lights sometimes, but not always.
Well, where do you
go? Sometimes I have to pull over at the pub and let you out, and that's a ruler distance to the left.
It could be two rulers.
I have to merge, and then Matt, how bad would you feel if I merge and then I merged incorrectly out, and then the door of my car came off or something?
Tell you what, I don't know if I'd feel bad because it's a great car, good sensors, and a really good mirror. I just think that wouldn't be my fault because if that happened to you, then it was going to happen to you at some point.
I don't know though, babe. I just feel like maybe I just need some heads up.
Like when? When do you need heads up that you need to drop? Like, I would like a little lift, a drop off. I've only got two more weeks of this, mate. I've only got two more weeks.
You don't need a heads up. You know what it is?
I don't need to work for it. I work for it with you every day.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast, season 2 of the Star original series, The Kardashians, is streaming now on Disney Plus. With new episodes every Thursday.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergories.
I panicked there because you weren't with me.
Yeah, but we've done it so many times now. I thought you would take the lead.
No, but like it's meant to be a joint effort, and sometimes it's hard to carry the weight of the
That is fair. Also, just sorry to guys to bring this up. This was an off-air chat. We were looking at an iconic Brisbane restaurant from back in the day, and all I was doing was thinking about it, and I wasn't paying any attention to the radio.
If you're from Brisbane, I'm going to say one thing: JoJo's Queen Street,
and that's all we'll say.
That's all I'll say.
And here we go to Chattergreen.
Moving on, it'll be hard to listen after that thinking about JoJo's Queen Street, but. Miss it. Stefan, if you listen. Sorry. That's what I've said.
No, leave Stefan out of this.
Stefan Sky Needle. Chattergrees. Here's what happens, everyone. There are three Chattergrees. The first Chattergree is the Chattergree. It's my Chattergree. It can be literally whatever we want. For example, like what Abby ordered at JoJo's at Queen Street?
You never
back
know.
Back in 20, 12.
I know now.
Well, Rowan knows. That's why he's the quiz master. If you don't like that, don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby with your expert chat agree, because the thing is, like, it's my show and you've agreed to the terms and or conditions.
Yes.
The second chat agree is the contestant's chat agree. They've DM'd us. I don't know what your judge's order was.
No.
How would I know?
You wouldn't.
Why would you ask that question? You know what I mean? Make it reasonable. Make it normal. The third category is the mystery category that our producers have chosen. Max is exhausted. He's currently passed out on the floor because he spent 17 days awake choosing this category. I'm actually worried for him.
It's as if you've gone given blood or something. Look at him.
Oh, God. And no one's even looking in the office.
Somebody help Max.
He's actually full on.
Where's Jimmy? Where's Nath? Oh, they're in the other studio recording. Sorry, you're on your own, brother. You're on your own. Oh, he's up and about. He's okay now.
Thank God he survived.
Thank God.
He needs some mushroom sauce and chips.
Mixed in with a penne pasta.
Nummies. So today's contestant is Leah. Hi, Leah.
What up, Leah?
Hi, Rowan. Hi, Abby. How are you both?
Fantastic.
Sorry, why was Rowan first?
No, don't. I knew you'd ask. Don't do that. I quite like that, actually, Leah.
That was
Thank
a psych
you.
Out, Leah.
Just rolled that way, but, I mean, alphabetical works too.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it was a psych out. Was it a psych out?
Maybe it was.
It was. It's upset me. It's definitely rattled.
She's rattled.
It's rattled me.
She's rattled.
For sure.
She's sitting up a little bit higher in a chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leah.
You know the deal, guys. Playing for a year's subscription to Disney Plus, a $200 David Jones voucher to buy some Skims, which apparently are fantastic.
Amazing.
Some Skims. Mm-hmm. Thanks to season 2 of the Star original series of Kardashians, it is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday. You get a new one today, guys. Get a new one today.
New one today. It's a great day, Thursdays.
Thursdays is a wicked day.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Rebecca. Here we go. Names your buzzers. The first category is Abby's category, and that is Abby's Fijian holiday. Leah, how familiar are you with the holiday?
Oh, I did watch some of the wonderful stories. Yes, but
did
I
you
mean,
like them?
I wasn't there. I did. I was very entertained, as always.
Thank you.
As per you.
As per, but here, I mean, I wasn't there. So
We'll see how you go. All right, here comes the question.
Okay.
Names as buzzers.
Best of three.
Abby posted some great photos from her Fiji holiday on Instagram.
Yes.
In some of those photos, Abby was wearing a hat. What word was
Abby,
written?
Fiji.
Yes.
Ouch.
I'm fast, Leah. I'm like a scorpion. Ooh. I just strike. You can't even see it coming.
She's also scaly too. So that also fits the brand.
I don't know if scorpions are scaly. I think they're arachnoids, aren't they? No, they're not. They're just beetles. Are they? What are they like?
They've got little like scaly things on them.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry, I just went to the diagram on my arm, a.k.a. a tattoo. If you don't like tattooed guys.
Take me off the roster.
Take me off the roster, baby. All right. Question number 2 is Leah's category. That is Neighbours.
Everybody needs good neighbors. My best friend was on Neighbors, so.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Here comes the question. The character Nina Tucker was played by which Australian musician?
Abby. I have no idea, but Natalie Bassingthwaite.
No. Leah.
Oh, this is before my time of watching Neighbors.
What do you do? You watch it? You're a new watcher.
Oh, I was saying to Max before, like maybe the last nearly 20 years.
Well, you would know it. 3, 2, 1. No guess? Nothing?
No guess.
I have a guess.
Yeah, you have a guess.
Kylie Minogue.
It wasn't Kylie Minogue. Delta Goodrum was on the show, guys.
Oh.
As I was saying to Max before. All right. Here we go. You get this one right. Leah, you stay in the game and Max will bring in a tiebreaker. By the way, you can jump in with your name whenever you know. You can jump in with your buzzer.
She knows
mid
that.
Question.
She knows.
I'm just, you know.
She's scared
I
of the scorpion.
I just didn't know the answer.
She's scared of the scorpion.
Okay, scared of the scorpion. Scared of the scorpion.
That's a good room.
Hey, by the way, the random category is the Kardashians.
Wow.
Here comes the question. Names as buzzers. Here we go. Sorry.
I'm really tired.
Are we keeping you awake?
No, I'm really sorry. I went to gym and then I went for a 2-hour walk today, so I'm really sleepy.
Unbelievable saints. Comes the question. Where can you watch The Kardashians Season 1?
Abby. Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, baby. Sorry, Leah. Sorry, you fought gallantly. You fought very well.
Did a really good job, Leah.
But unfortunately...
Yeah. The scorpion got you.
You got stung.
Those little nippers. Mm.
Yeah, little nippers.
A little stinger in the back. Sorry, Leah. Guys, you want to play tomorrow at Hot Nights with Abby, send us your expert category. You could win a 1-year subscription to Disney Plus, $200 to spend at David Jones to buy some Skims. We will play that again tomorrow.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Okay, so I saw this TikTok today and I really just thought it was a great a thought starter, a brainstorming.
It's what we do radio for.
So obviously I'm single, everyone. Not sure if you've heard. That's all I talk about. You certainly know.
I certainly know, mate.
Every day I come in and I go,
something's on.
Well, I've got 4 stories.
Yeah, something's on.
Something's happened. So-and-so didn't reply to so-and-so. Oh, no, but then I got a text from this person.
By the way, yesterday I said, hey, what's going on in your life? And Abby went, no, nothing. And I went, huh? Something. She went, no, it's actually quite boring. I was like, no, you've got something. She went, oh, okay, well, and then went into it. So it's always there. It's always there.
There's always something to dissect. And this is the thing. I think people mistake my need for gossip with about myself with like really, really caring about things.
Uh-huh.
I think it's really funny to like just talk about things to death. And you, unfortunately, are my victim of that.
It's not many jobs where you kind of go into a room by yourselves and sit facing directly to each other. As if it's therapy every night. Like, there's not many jobs you do
so
this.
Over it. You're so ready for Christmas.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just not really. Yeah.
How do you know everything?
People asked me over that when we had that week break, what's Abby doing? I said, I don't know and I don't want to know because I will find out Monday.
Find out every detail.
Find out every day. Then I said, it's things with Rowdy and I'm thinking, poor Rowdy. I said, Rowdy's really in it. I said, he's really in it, but also he loved it. He loved Rowdy, every second of it.
Rowdy also, the amount of times I was like, do you think he still wants me?
Oh,
like, there were 4 or 5 people that was referring to where like I get a text from someone or a DM, they watch my stories and I go, do you reckon they still? And he'd be like, yes, they would. They would and they do.
Sorry.
I'd like receive a nude. And I go, do you reckon that? And he goes, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
I would say so.
So anyway, we've gone off track a little bit.
Yeah, that's my fault. I filled off the tracks.
I love it. So, you know, being single, I'm now, and I'm dating a few people. Like I'm trying to like multitask.
Oi, oi.
There's a few going on.
Good for you.
Actually, you know what? There were a lot more 3 weeks ago. Now
couple fell off.
Couple fell off.
And I don't know how well you pay attention to this show, but I reckon you can tell by just us joking. I reckon if you pay attention to this show well enough, and this is a hot tip from the slug. If you pay very well to this show and go, hang on, this feels like an inside joke, it's normally about a bloke.
Usually about someone. So if we've got a little joke about someone on the show, it probably means that I either have a crush on them or they've been crushing me.
Maybe not.
Maybe never got to that stage.
Or maybe tried to crush.
Maybe
zero
tried.
Crushing.
Just a little bit of crushing.
Still crushing, but never got crushed.
Yeah.
Just crushed under the weight of your own feelings.
Yes, of my own feelings with them. Anyway, so I need to be on alert in terms of not getting feelings for these people. Now, obviously, if someone is particularly spectacular, I may consider it, but I really want to be single and I don't want to be because let me tell you something, Rowan. My whole adult life, I've been quite like, had periods when I've been single for years, but I'm always seeing someone. And when I say seeing someone, I mean like seeing someone every day. Yeah, or they call me every day because obviously I'm fun. I'm a bit of a chatterbox.
Yeah.
And they'll just call me or go to lunch with them every day, like when I used to work in the city every day.
Yeah.
So I've never really been like fully single and just like jumping around. Yeah. And I have fallen into a bit of a trap right now where I am seeing someone every day.
Yes.
But we aren't sleeping together. So it doesn't count. We're just friends.
Oh, okay. Just friends.
We're just friends.
Is that what you call it?
Together.
Okay, who physically. Just write that down.
But we don't sleep together.
Oh,
we
right. Just, so you don't. Okay.
Actually, we do something that might actually be on this list. So
really?
I need some tips.
Oh yeah, okay.
I need a hack.
No, we don't need, you just need a tip.
I need
you
a
just
tip.
Need a set of rules.
on how to not get feelings. So I found this TikTok, and here's just a little bit of a clip of what some tips were, some hacks were.
Things you absolutely shouldn't do with someone you're not dating. No one can pick up or drop off at the airport. It's too much.
Fair, shopping,
especially grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. You can maybe take a dog for a walk. No birthdays or significant holidays. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
They're good ones.
Do you have anything that you think that you should not do? Because I have one that maybe has ruined. Yep. I mean, not that it's happened to me, but I have one that maybe you should not do.
Okay. I would say don't go with them to something that their brother or sister is doing.
Okay, their brother or sister's at the pub and you go with them to the pub.
Yep. Or if you don't want to catch feels, it's like you don't want to go. They're having a birthday drinks. Don't go to the birthday drinks.
Don't go to the little brother's
birthday drinks. No. Or the little brother does like a fun run or something, like, oh, we're going to go meet them there or whatever. Like,
yeah, don't involve the family.
Don't involve fun the
run.
Fair bam.
Fun run, that's very niche.
Yeah.
Little brother's just doing a fun run.
I was working off my high school vibes, but I just didn't want to get too niche.
I reckon a good idea is to not call someone crying one night and then decide to go over to their house because you're so emotional and they say, come over and bring your dog, and then go over to their house and then maybe sleep in the same bed in undies but no tops and maybe cuddle all night and maybe kind of kiss throughout the night and then maybe wake up in the morning and give them back tickles and leave them.
That feels weirdly specific.
Because that may have broken me.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Right. So here it comes. This is what happened to me Tuesday.
Yeah.
This is what happened. I tend to walk around a lot with me headphones on.
Yep.
And I found actually it's good now in 2022 because if you're a little bit, you like talking to yourself, I talk to myself all the time.
So do I.
Non-stop. I have full-blown conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, I have full-blown conversations with myself as if I'm playing the other person.
Oh, okay. Give me an example.
It's just, like I was saying.
In your head or
out loud? Remember how I just said to you off air before how I still haven't spoken to my friend?
Yeah.
Like, I'm basically playing out how that conversation would go by myself.
yes.
While I've got, like, Tommy Trash playing in my headphones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hectic music.
Yep.
But I, like, no one would really bat an eye because they think I'm just talking on the phone. This is the new wave now. This is the new thing. Like 10 years ago,
hang on. You're talking out loud.
Or maybe just quietly to myself. But I would never know because music's so loud. I don't know if I'm actually saying words or am I just like mumbling to myself. This is not the story, by the way.
Okay.
This is not the story.
I'll leave it.
We'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
But
I'm going to therapy. Yeah.
More. But I think I do. But
you have some unresolved anger towards people that you're trying to figure out verbally, or is it a good coping mechanism to try and sort things out?
I think it's just me talking through it.
Just a bit of me, babe.
Just a bit of me time.
Sorry, continue.
On the way up to the IGA. But what kind of happens is because the music and they're like good headphones, so there'll be like noise cancelling stuff, right? So anyway. I'm in IGA Tuesday getting just getting stuff for the house, groceries, right? So as I'm walking around, I'm like, yep, great. I'm going through this thing at the moment where I get this like nachos dip and I've been getting like corn chips.
Yum.
Yum, right? It has all the guacamole, the sour cream, salsa, all in the one dip. It's wicked.
Oh,
so,
yum.
It's so good. We'll talk about
it. It's the best.
I have too many of them.
Yum.
So I'm about to get my corn chips. And so I walk around.
Oh, must be nice.
Must be very nice, right? I walk around, go into it. Headphones are still on. I don't think I'm talking to myself, but headphones are on, listening to music. It's like house music, so it's quite loud. It's like dance music. Mm-hmm. It's great. And one thing about not hearing anything as well is, like, I've said to myself for a while, just because you fart and you can't hear it doesn't mean no one else will hear it.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's how the world works. Yeah.
It's how the world works.
Yeah.
Just because I'm only hearing, you know.
Doesn't mean that no one else can hear it, of
Chris
course.
Light. Yeah, exactly. So then I'm walking through and I go to get the corn chips, fart, probably loud enough for it to be like, oh, I felt it. It came out quickly. Oh, farted. Oh, I'm in public and I stopped with, And then I'm like, oh, God, I just farted. I said, oh, my God, I just farted. Cause I don't care. I'll fart anywhere.
Okay. Like, will you fart in the studio?
No, not in a studio and not in sexy times. That's the only two places.
Two places, baby. Two sacred spots.
But an elevator, I think it's hilarious, right? Anyway, moving on. I think the elevator's so funny. Oh, so I fart and go, oh, God, I've just farted. Whoops. And I go, no, I can't smell it. I think it's okay. But then as I'm like, whoa, I'm thinking about how someone might have heard it, I get tapped on the shoulder. And I'm like, and I've turned around and it's this lovely, harmless, I don't want to say old lady. She might have been like 60s, mid-60s, short. Yep. And I go, hi, with the one ear on. Yep. And I'm like, this lady's heard me fart. Like, she's going to get stuck into me. She had that face too where she was like, I'm going to call you out for your disgusting behaviour.
Yep.
And she said to me, she said, would you be able to help me get those ones? Because there was a big share pack of corn chips. They were massive. It would have been like $8 for the pack, but it was enormous. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course, sure. Oh, thank you. Here you go. I was like, I don't know why they have them up so high. It's ridiculous. She went, oh, I know. Oh, thank you for that. Great.
Trying to overcompensate with small talk.
And I'm trying to have small talk.
Trying to distract you here.
And I went, oh, thanks. There you go. Thank you. She said, oh, thank you. Yes, they're too high. I said, get the other things. And she's kind of talking to herself. And I was like, all right, bye. And just before I put my head back, phones back on, she goes, oh, heard that. Damn it! I heard that. And gave me like a look where it was like, you thought you got away with that. So I must have farted so loud. And because she was behind me, I don't know how close she was.
Well, she was in the direct line of the wind.
Got me. She went, oh, thank you. Cheers. But she knew as soon as she tapped my shoulder that she heard me fart.
And she also knew that you would have been panicked.
And I went, oh, yeah, oh, yes, hello. Because she must have been right behind me. And I've gone, pfft.
What an icon.
She said, oh, by the way, oh, heard that. Heard that.
Heard that.
Heard that.
Heard that, by the way.
I went, oh.
And then she walked away into the night.
Kept going.
Never saw her again.
Kept it moving.
kept it moving.
Had a big bag of corn chips, just kept it moving. But it was fun. I enjoyed it, but I caught.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Do you fart in public? You walk down the street, just crop dusting people on their lunch break?
Whoops. Yeah, sometimes. I mean, if I know it's going to be silent. I mean, Bonnet and Bronte, it's like coastal walk in Sydney.
Oh, yep.
I feel like there's enough open air there.
You can roll one out.
You can roll one out. But my nightmare is when I go to stay at someone's house and like when you go to wee and you've been holding in your farts the whole time.
Oh, yeah, and you fart.
And then you have to somehow get the fart out. Like, your options are this. Mm. You run water and it's like, oh, well, they're doing a shit, or they're just sitting there farting up a storm.
You run the water.
Yeah, that's option one, is to run the water. Or I take my phone and watch TikToks on loud so it's like it covers up the farting sound, or to just try not to fart, which then makes your little asshole a bit tighter, and then I believe would make the fart more
The problem with sitting on the toilet and farting is that that thing's like a megaphone.
That's the issue, isn't it?
It is.
But you know what's, you know, I have a little hot tip.
Please.
Anyone wants to fart?
Yeah, fart at your phone.
Anyone wants to be farting?
Who wants to roll one out?
Who wants to? So if you wear a G-string.
Well, hang on.
And if you, Max, do you know this? Max, do you know this?
He looks like it's a very knowing laugh he's doing out there.
I have an actual tip.
Do it. A genuine tip.
And this is what I do if I go to someone's house and I usually wear G-string. So usually, actually not anymore as I've gotten older, but like when I was younger. But if I go to someone's house, I'm wearing a G-string, baby.
Of course, baby.
But so if you put your G-string on your asshole and like pull it tightly and fart, there's no sound. Because it cuts the air. Because it cuts the air. It's like a physics thing.
It's not a physics thing. Hang on.
So do you grab both at the back and the front, or then just hold it up? So you're just like give yourself a wedgie, I guess, is like the descriptor. And then, but it can't be covering it. It has to be like so thin that it's like, you have to like kind of like, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then there'll be no sound at least minimized sound.
It opens up the hole enough for there to be no.
No, I don't think it's an opening of the hole. I think you are, I think it's just, it cuts the sound waves.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. You don't have sound waves out your butt. There's no sound waves out the butt,
babe. This is a thing. Farting in a G-string.
No, that's not something that someone Googles. Babe. You're the first person ever to...
Does a thong suppress the sound of a fart?
What?
Oh.
Hey, guys, remember how I said before, I was like, I don't need to know what Abby's doing over the break? This is why.
They totally do silence them. It becomes but a whisper. The fart sound we're used to hearing is caused by your cheeks sort of thwopping together. Oh. Like how you press your palms together and blow between them, you get a similar noise. When you wear a thong, though, it acts as a division. Suddenly your cheeks can't thwop together as much. I'm telling you, a whisper.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes you're unlucky in a weird position and you'll have a slight sound, but most of the time there's nothing. So that's a little fun fact for everyone out there.
There you go.
Yeah, you should have been wearing a G-string.
Maybe I should have worn my G-string that day.
And self-wedgie in the corn chip aisle.
All right, well, this break has gone away that I did not think it would.
I know.
But we did want to ask you.
Yeah.
Where did you fart? And where did you get away with it? Surely somewhere. Where did you fart?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe.
So, I farted in a supermarket and a lady caught me. Pretended like she didn't catch me, then she caught me. She just was playing with me.
And she just asked you to get the top shelf corn chips?
Yep. And I said, got them.
And she said, heard that.
She said, also, by the way, heard that. I wonder if she even needed the corn chips or she just wanted to get me.
I think she wanted to get you. And I think she's an icon.
And then also, Abby told everyone if they needed to hide a fart when they're staying at someone's house and they're wearing a G-string, just pull the G-string up over your anus and then fart and it'll kind of suppress the sound.
Yeah, it does. 100% turns into a whisper we found on Reddit.
Nothing but a whisper.
Find your people on Reddit.
Find your people. Yeah, plenty of communities. All your people. I'm sure there's farters. I'm sure this Reddit has r/farters.
100%.
I'd be on that.
So we asked you all.
Where did you fart and did you get away with it? Hello, Brooke.
Hello.
All right, Brooke, tell us a story.
Go on, doll.
So I work with kids.
Yeah.
And I fart all the time. Ask anyone I know closest to. And I'm just blaming it on them. And half the time, I get away with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Because who are they going to believe?
Only half the time.
Well, what about the other half?
Half of the kids sometimes go, I didn't fart.
Literally. And then some girls that know me too well that I work with, they're like, try to blame me. And I was like, no, it was such and such. Like,
yeah. It was little Jimmy.
I was going to say, it's naughty little Jimmy farting.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Again, classic. Marnie, where did you fart and did you get away with it?
I also farted in the shopping centre.
There you go.
Yep, yep, a classic locale.
Classic one, I get it.
I had my 3-year-old daughter in the trolley with me and, like, I could say anyone would fart and she burst out laughing. So I leant in. It was a silent one. So I leant in and I was like, cool, mummy just farted. And we both had a little bit of a giggle. And I was like, that's it. We're, like, it's done now. 2 aisles later, we walk past the hottest tradies, and my daughter's the type of person that says hello to everybody. So I was expecting her to just be like, hello, hello. She doesn't bloody say hello, does she? She's like, my mum farted.
It's a good in, Marnie.
Are you single, Marnie?
I am single.
Oh, my God, Marnie, you should have gone in. They've been cool girl with a cool little kid.
Well, she's probably the reason that I am single, saying things like that.
No, yes. Bless her.
Bless her cotton little bless her. Socks.
Roxy.
Hey.
Hey.
Yay.
Did you fart?
What's up, farter?
Where did you fart?
What's up, farter?
All right. So when me and my partner, like, first got together, the toilet was kind of close to his room. And again, like, you know, when you've got to pee in the middle of the night or in the morning, you know, holding all the farts in.
Yeah.
So I used to, like, wrap my hand in toilet paper and, like, try to muffle the sound of my fart and then cough at the same time.
Yeah, cough. Yep. The doctors.
And did it work?
Yep. Sometimes, I swear, he would definitely hear sometimes, but I just don't think he ever said anything.
I also think that it's funny. I also think it's funny imagining someone listening out for a fart. Like have you ever? Do you?
Yeah.
Hang on. I would say that as like a crazy theoretical.
I'm listening for a fart.
Why? To catch him, to go, heard that.
You know what? Can I be honest? If my ex-partners were like so not so okay with farting, it wouldn't be such a, ha, there it is, there's one.
But it's that they're hiding something from
heard
you.
Heard that.
You've caught them. Caught them in a fluff.
Yep, and they left me.
Absolutely.
And that makes sense.
Tanika. Hello.
Hey, Tanika. When have you farted and did you get away with it?
Well, I did get away with it, but I am a camera operator on a production set, and well, stealth is of the essence. So you have to just open your butt cheeks, not use a G-string. You just kind of like no air gets through. You know, it's just kind of like a
just pull them apart.
Yeah, like, you know, instead of like a raspberry, when you blow out, it makes a sound, but if you open your lips, it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
So you just use the hips, open up your butt cheek.
Oh, not just the hips. No hands, just hips.
No hands.
Just hips, baby.
No hands, just the hips.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
I need some hot nights, baby, tonight.
Every time I rock out to that little intro.
You're just a rock girl.
So there's been this story going around on Tiki Toki.
Oh, yeah.
And even made it to the breakfast, like, morning show in the UK.
Like Sunrise kind of
like
vibes.
Sunrise vibes. Of this woman, this poor woman, who on the day of her wedding, they're getting ready, all the bridesmaids are together, they're, you know, they're excited, it's all joyous.
Mm.
And then one of the bridesmaids gets a call from her husband, who is one of the groomsmen, and he goes, babe.
Jonathan's
babe,
not coming.
He's gone, babe. I don't know why I'm from Scotland suddenly, but he's gone, babe.
Sounds a bit Welsh as well, eh?
Aha, I'm from a lot of different places.
Well, accents from you tonight.
Thank you, accent queen, accent queen. Oh. But so he goes, he's gone. And she goes, babe, what do you mean? It's not funny. Are you kidding? And he goes, no. And she goes, what? He goes, no. I didn't ken where it's gone. And
it's wee sad.
It's wee sad.
It's sad. Stop the lights. Come over to me now.
No, they go, it's a bit grim, really.
Grim.
It's grim. Anyway, stop with the accents.
You were doing the accents.
Serious.
Mate.
No, I know. I'm saying to myself, yelling at myself. So he goes, he's gone. She goes, what? They're about to get married. They tell the bride, all the brides look together, they go, we're just going to tell her because obviously, I mean, why much if they didn't? And then they walked down the aisle.
So
they were like, babes, he's gone. She goes, look, he does this. he needs to go away to think sometimes. I am Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City,
the movie. He does this.
And he'll come back and he just sometimes needs some space alone to think, which is like kind of fair enough.
That's fair enough.
He doesn't come back. She then enjoys the entire wedding. On, like, with everyone there, without the groom, celebrates, parties, walks into, I do my hair toss, shake my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell.
Power to her.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I don't know if I could, but that is a wedding that I would like to be at.
It would be very, okay, a few elements there.
Okay.
Drama.
Drama, like, straight away.
Fun to be at. Drama.
Drama straight away.
Something to gossip about because usually weddings are quite, I mean, they can be really fun, but when you're with strangers, like, it's a bit dry. Like, oh, like, how do you, oh, I'm their great aunt. Oh, that's lovely.
Great. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you, I don't care.
Like, don't care.
Don't care about anyone else but myself.
No, totally.
The second thing is, so you got the drama out of the way.
Mm.
Then you have uncomfortability with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to see who's uncomfortable because you and I wouldn't be uncomfortable.
No way.
But you can people watch people who are uncomfortable and you can feel the tension in the air.
Yeah. I love the tension in the air.
Then the third thing would be how much everyone sends it because they're either feeling uncomfortable and just want to have fun.
Be a huge
or
send.
Their friends, the bride, and they're like, we never liked him anyway.
It's a big send.
I'm sure her friends didn't like him anyway. If someone's going to do that on the wedding day, didn't like them anyway. But I actually want to talk about this.
Oh, okay.
Which is perfect because we have a radio show to do that.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you think, okay, what's the, I think I know your answer.
Okay.
But there's three options here.
I pick one.
He could have told her like the day before.
Yeah, he could have.
Could have told her the day of what she did.
Day of.
Or could have waited like a year.
Ooh.
And then got a divorce.
So you want to know what I think's worse?
Yeah. What's worse?
The worst is waiting a year.
Yeah.
Totally.
Imagine. So really she's lucked out with the second best option.
Second best option. First best option, hey, I don't want to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I reckon he would have even the day before gone, I don't know, maybe I can, maybe I can't.
Maybe.
But on the day he's gone, no. And he was sure on the day.
Yeah, avoidant king.
So maybe the first option wouldn't have even really been an option.
So he was only sure on the day, you reckon, that he didn't want to marry her?
No, I think he had cold feet, obviously, weeks, would have been weeks before, like he would have been thinking about it. Mm. But then on the day, he's gone, nah. Because it's like, when the need is great, the devil drives. You know, when there's, when you know.
Sorry, why are we speaking Shakespearean quotes tonight?
Something's up with us.
Something's up. Something's in the air.
But it's, you know, it's like, this is the last call. It's like last call and last drinks. It's like, are you another one or not? Mm. It's like, today's the wedding. You getting married or not? It's not just like a week, ago, like, are you getting married? Well, I don't know. See how I feel.
This
it's also odd.
Everyone needs to be in therapy. I truly believe, you know, my baby ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Whenever I think about, like, being with him again, I think, well, I couldn't be because he would do this on the wedding day.
He would do this.
And I'd find him, like, against a motorbike, like, baby with his blonde floppy hair.
Do you know I love you, baby?
Baby, I love you. I just can't do it. Can we just, like, go have dinner? I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I love you. Do you still love me?
Get the bed. new on Hot Nights. Get her. Baby Rexha. I'm good. Plays now. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Baby. Fun show tonight, Abby. I had a lot of fun.
Fun show just, tonight.
Just chaos.
So long, farewell. Avidasen. Adjehewa. Adjehewa. Adieu to you and you and you.
Absolutely grim.
Trajan.
It's grim, isn't it?
Grim. Anyway.
Maybe we should get a Scottish person on the show soon.
We actually should get a Scottish person.
What do you think, Max? Should we get someone that's Scottish on the show?
No, he's not listening to us. Oh. No, we just had Lewis Capaldi on the show.
Yeah, I think we should get another one next week.
Can we get your friend Laura on the show?
Oh, I think there's another one that we could get on the show.
Good idea.
And that's a hook for next week.
Who are we going to get on? We put that. guys, I don't know if you're listening, but remember how I said pay attention
no,
to the
end. Pay attention to the show.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Got it!